Вы услышите беседу директора гостиницы с новым служащим. В заданиях А8-А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Well, Denise, it's your first day on the job, so welcome to the Imperial Hotel. I've got a little time to show you a few of the basics, but I've arranged for the assistant manager, Mrs. Croft, to give you detailed instructions later this morning. From what you've seen so far, do you think you're going to enjoy working here?
Oh, yes. Of course, it's a lot bigger than where I was working before, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm used to working with the public, and in my previous job I had to use a computer, so that shouldn't be a worry. The only thing I'm slightly anxious about is managing my own budget. I've never had that kind of financial responsibility. At the Westminster, the manager made all those decisions.
I understand. That's usually the way they do things in smaller hotels. But I'm far too busy to worry about day-to-day spending. I'm sure you'll be fine. The main thing is to check with either myself or Mrs. Croft if there's anything you're not sure about.
Okay, yes, I'll do that.
Now, as head receptionist, you'll have 5 receptionists under you, with 2 of them working on the front desk at any one time. They're all quite inexperienced, except a young man called Ben, who's been with us for a couple of years. I'm sure he'll be happy to help you settle in. You'll be meeting them this afternoon.
Good. I do think it's important to get to know your team as soon as possible. It's really satisfying to know that you've got the best out of them. You spend so much time dealing with problems and difficulties that it's easy to forget about your employees. Working with the people under me was the thing I most enjoyed about being at the Westminster Hotel.
I'm sure you'll find them all willing to work. Now, this is the computer. You said you had some experience, which is good. I think they're fine until something goes wrong. If that happens, we have to use old-fashioned pen and paper.
Yes, the system where I used to work was always breaking down. We actually did a course so that we could fix simple problems ourselves. This system looks very similar to the one we had.
Oh, that's marvellous. Well, I'm going to be leaving you in a couple of minutes, and Mrs. Croft should be along shortly. Are there any questions you'd like to ask me before I go?
There was just one thing. When I was interviewed for the job, nobody mentioned time off. I've got all the details about payment and when I'm expected to be here in the morning. So it was just that, really.
Check with Mrs. Croft, but I'm sure you're entitled to at least 2 weeks a year. Check with her. Right, well, there is just one more thing. I wonder if you'd mind staying for a little longer tonight. You see, I have to meet a VIP arriving at the airport, and I've asked Mrs. Croft to look after the desk while I'm away. That'll mean that there's no one to make sure the VIP rooms are cleaned and prepared. Would you mind?
No, of course not. Thank you very much for all your help.
Not at all. Let me know if I can do anything else.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Well, Denise, it's your first day on the job, so welcome to the Imperial Hotel. I've got a little time to show you a few of the basics, but I've arranged for the assistant manager, Mrs. Croft, to give you detailed instructions later this morning. From what you've seen so far, do you think you're going to enjoy working here?
Oh, yes. Of course, it's a lot bigger than where I was working before, but I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm used to working with the public, and in my previous job I had to use a computer, so that shouldn't be a worry. The only thing I'm slightly anxious about is managing my own budget. I've never had that kind of financial responsibility. At the Westminster, the manager made all those decisions.
I understand. That's usually the way they do things in smaller hotels. But I'm far too busy to worry about day-to-day spending. I'm sure you'll be fine. The main thing is to check with either myself or Mrs. Croft if there's anything you're not sure about.
OK, yes, I'll do that.
Now, as head receptionist, you'll have five receptionists under you, with two of them working on the front desk at any one time. They're all quite inexperienced, except a young man called Ben, who's been with us for a couple of years. I'm sure he'll be happy to help you settle in. You'll be meeting them this afternoon.
Good. I do think it's important to get to know your team as soon as possible. It's really satisfying to know that you've got the best out of them. You spend so much time dealing with problems and difficulties that it's easy to forget about your employees. Working with the people under me was the thing I most enjoyed about being at the Westminster Hotel.
I'm sure you'll find them all willing to work. Now, this is the computer. You said you had some experience, which is good. I think they're fine until something goes wrong. If that happens, we have to use old-fashioned pen and paper.
Yes, the system where I used to work was always breaking down. We actually did a course so that we could fix simple problems ourselves. This system looks very similar to the one we had.
Oh, that's marvellous. Well, I'm going to be leaving you in a couple of minutes, and Mrs. Croft should be along shortly. Are there any questions you'd like to ask me before I go?
There was just one thing. When I was interviewed for the job, nobody mentioned time off. I've got all the details about payment and when I'm expected to be here in the morning. So it was just that, really.
Check with Mrs. Croft, but I'm sure you're entitled to at least 2 weeks a year. Check with her. Right, well, there is just one more thing. I wonder if you'd mind staying for a little longer tonight. You see, I have to meet a VIP arriving at the airport, and I've asked Mrs. Croft to look after the desk while I'm away. That'll mean that there's no one to make sure the VIP rooms are cleaned and prepared. Would you mind?
No, of course not. Thank you very much for all your help.
Not at all. Let me know if I can do anything else.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.